United Van Lines says a little more than half its customers in Iowa last year were headed out of state. Yet a poll this year by the Des Moines Register and Mediacom found more than three quarters of Iowans say they would prefer to live here. In our series on Iowa's population today, IPR's Pat Blank introduces us to a few people who've moved away from Iowa, only to discover this is where they'd rather be.
51-year-old Jean Schilling left her home in North Iowa right out of high school. She lived on the East Coast and then in Minnesota before moving back to Iowa to help take over her mother's floral and greenhouse business.
As the floral industry shrank, the online shopping increased. And so we were able to simply evolve the business into Kaleidoscopes to You and have shipped kaleidoscopes to six different continents and all 50 states.
Kaleidoscopes? Yes, she said kaleidoscopes. Schilling's husband, Carl, is an expert in painting and hot glass work. For the past 22 years, they've been able to carve themselves a spot in a very exclusive market.
There's a lot of people, even our own community, that don't get what we do, and I'm actually honestly totally fine with that. I know it's a strange niche. I'm just happy and lucky I'm doing what I love.
The kaleidoscopes sell anywhere from $4 to as much as $4,000. Companies order them as advertising pieces, and in some cases, celebrities request commissioned works as gifts. Jean Schilling says they're quite happy to conduct international commerce tucked away in Manly, Iowa.
We really love a half mile with three stop signs for a commute instead of 50 miles through metro traffic. And so we moved back, and we've been able to build stronger relationships and have a better quality of life for us here in Iowa.
Just 17 miles to the west, along Highway 9 in the town of Fertile, Joshua Frederick is planning the menu for his restaurant, Cafe Mir. Frederick spent time in upstate New York and California before coming home 2 years ago.
And I mean, part of the reason I moved back here was to slow down the pace, but that just hasn't happened through opening this place. But that's fine because I have my house, and it's just to have that little space carved out for yourself where you're like, no, that's me right there.
Frederick's Cafe boasts an all-natural menu featuring stone-baked pizzas on Friday and Saturday nights. His business partner is his cousin, Nathaniel, whose travels took him even farther away after graduation.
I moved to Europe 3 years total. So I lived in mostly in Sicily and then in Serbia and the Czech Republic and France and a couple other places. And then moved to New York City from there and then out to Los Angeles to study Chinese medicine. So then from there, that's when I moved back here.
Nathaniel purchased a former creamery building in town, which he has refurbished into an Airbnb. When the restaurant building on Main Street became available, he scooped it up and contacted cousin Joshua to live out what they call, jokingly, their unrealized project, number 68.
You know, there's been ups and downs, but I think it's safe to say it was kind of last fall. We didn't really dip down all that much going into the winter season, and we really maintained good business all winter long, and then this summer's just been gangbusters.
Nathaniel Frederick says now that he's back in the Hawkeye State, he appreciates some of the things he'd been missing in his life.
Cicadas, thunderstorms, the prairie, the oak savannas, mushroom hunting, also just having a building that's big enough to keep all my books in.
The Fredericks, who are in their 30s, say their family here has embraced them, and they've been an unending source of support. As for the Schillings, Carl is resolute in his decision to be an Iowan. In fact, he says he'll likely live here the rest of his life. Along Highway 9 in North Iowa, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.